Hey there, guys. Welcome to Layup Lines. This week, we're going to talk NBA. The regular season starts next week, and it was a really terrible weekend for NFL football, so we don't really need to talk about that.
Except the Jets won.
The Jets did win.
The Jets won.
Best team in the NFL.
No. 3-2. Probably about to be 3-3.
We'll see.
Playing the Patriots.
Yeah, don't count us out. We definitely have the heart of lions, so.
The only way y'all win that game is if Tom Brady goes down, I think.
I mean, that's what they said about every other game, because we're supposed to lose every game, so.
Even against the Browns.
Yeah, even against the Browns, but I mean.
I mean, you beat, what, the Browns, the Jags, and.
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins, yeah.
And don't, I mean, the Jags are a formidable team now.
The Jags are.
They're not the laughing stock of the NFL anymore. So let's not talk about the Jags. Like,
Yeah, that's fair. They've blown out three decent teams. They got blown out by the Titans, and they lost in overtime to the Jets.
To be fair, one of those blowouts was in London.
That's also true.
Where the Jags just win.
Yeah. For no reason.
The Jags should honestly be the London Jaguars.
I feel like it's going to happen in the next 3 or 4 years, honestly. Like,
nobody is messing with them in London.
Yeah, that would be awful. If we didn't realign the divisions, they'd still be in the AFC South with the Titans.
No, that's a lot of traveling.
We'd have to go to London every year.
That's fine.
London's not a bad place. It's just far.
Yeah, it's far, and we'd have jet lag, and the Jags will have been there all week.
You just have to lose in London.
Yeah, I don't like it. Plus, everyone would have to get passports, and that's no fun. Do you know how difficult that process is?
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like for NFL players, it shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. But I don't know. But anyways, we're not talking about the NFL this week. We're talking NBA. We're going to do a little preseason preview show. So to get us started off, we're going to do picks for all of the awards. We're going to do MVP, Most Improved Player, Defensive Player of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, and Rookie of the Year. So just preseason picks. What are your guys' takes? Let's go MVP first.
MVP straight off the bat, huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Seth.
All right, so hear me out, Giannis.
Giannis, wow.
That is, it's bold.
I mean, it feels a little bold, but Giannis is one of the most athletic guys in the league. Lanky, long, it's just, he's got a lot of tools to work with.
He's got all the physical tools.
Game. Yeah.
But he needs to get a better jump shot,
yeah.
Right?
If he works on his jumper, and he can actually carry his team, especially in the East, where he can be as high as a second or third seed, potentially. Because I'm going to be honest here. Like, I don't know how the Celtics are going to work out. It takes time to mesh well together. It takes time to figure out how it's going to go. And if the Bucks just do really well, like, they could do that. And
I feel like the Bucks are probably the fifth best team in the East, to be honest.
Really?
I would put the Raptors ahead of them still, and then the Wizards, Celtics and Cavs, I think, are still ahead of them. But
no, they're a year older, a year wiser.
Yeah. You could make an argument over
the
Raptors.
I think they could potentially take
the Wizards.
The Wizards, because the matchup for them is pretty good, in my opinion.
That's fair.
They have a good defensive backcourt, and their wing players are a lot better than the Wizards' wing players, in my opinion.
Okay. Nick?
He's going for the repeat.
I wish I could say that I think Russ is going to win the MVP this year, but I think that there's just too much in OKC going on in terms of the ball won't be in his hands 80% of the time. So I think his usage rate will go down a little bit.
Yeah. And that's why he won the MVP last year. Like, don't get me wrong. He was phenomenal when he had the ball. But if he would have had, like, a regular player usage rate, he wouldn't have averaged a triple-double. And probably James Harden would have won the MVP. But
so, this year, even though he doesn't play defense, I think I'm going to go with James Harden.
James Harden.
Yeah.
After 2 years of second-place finishes.
I think he's been eyeing this trophy for a while.
Okay.
And he lost to Steph, and then he just lost to Russ. So I think it might be his time.
Okay.
Because there's a lot going on in Oakland, in Golden State.
Yeah.
I could also see LeBron sneaking in and winning it again.
Yeah, I could too. I think he's hungry for it again.
But like I feel like the NBA doesn't want to give it to LeBron again.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go with James Harden.
Okay, wow.
The beard.
Wow. All right, I'm going to go with Kawhi, I think. He's the best two-way player in the game. And I think he's one of the only MVP candidates that doesn't have a bona fide number two or he's got the worst number two.
He's got LaMarcus Aldridge.
He has LaMarcus Aldridge, but that's not like
who doesn't want to be in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Playing for Pop.
Yeah. It's not like Steph having KD or Russ having PG or anything like that.
Which is fair.
Or even LeBron having Isaiah probably half the year or so.
But also, Kawhi doesn't have like that explosive personality that like James Harden does or that Westbrook does. So like what they were able to do this past season, I don't think that Kawhi is going to be able to do something like that. Because he just, like, one, he's not a huge playmaker, like, in terms of passing. Like, he doesn't do a whole lot of that. Like, he'll get boards, he'll put up points, and he'll play phenomenal defense. But I don't know. I just don't know if he's going to be able to, like, really, on his own, push San Antonio over the hump.
Yeah, that's fair. And I mean, I don't think he's going to have to push San Antonio over the hump on his own because they have Greg Popovich. And I think, like, I think just San Antonio being a good team, which I think they will be, Kawhi Leonard's going to get most of the credit because he's the only superstar on the team.
Well, you also got to look at it, though, as in the West has gotten a lot better.
That's true.
So the Spurs aren't a bona fide top two team in the West now.
Right. So I mean, there's an argument that they're as low as fifth.
Exactly. Because there's Oakland, Golden State. There's OKC, Houston.
And then Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Can't count out Minnesota.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Minnesota will be
We'll see will be how there that works yet, out.
But.
Yeah. All right, hear me out, though. Brian Scalabrine comes back in the league.
Okay. what's the next topic?
We're going to go with... Oh, man, I don't want to do any that Brian Scalabrine could win. We'll go with Rookie of the Year.
I mean.
Rookie of the Year. Who's your picks, Nick?
Rookie of the Year? It's tough. I'm going. There's three people that I really think have a good shot. I think it's Lonzo Ball, Ben Simmons, because he sat out last year, so this year he's technically a rookie.
Yeah.
And Dennis Smith Jr. I think Dennis Smith will have the season to win Rookie of the Year. And I think with Lonzo's dad and all that surrounding him, I don't know how he's going to turn out. And I don't know if he'll have the numbers like Dennis Smith will.
Yeah.
And Ben Simmons, supposedly he's Philly's point guard, but they just drafted Fultz. And
yeah.
So.
I mean, he's the ball distributor there at very least. Like, I think he's the guy, like, once they get past half court at least, they get it to him and he runs the offense.
I think it would really look more like a LeBron-Kyrie situation where Kyrie played quote-unquote point guard, but he was really just a shooting guard.
Yeah. Nah, I think I'm going to go with Dennis Smith.
Okay. Wow. Seth? You can pick Dennis Smith.
I don't want to pick the same person, so I can't pick Lonzo Ball as a Celtics fan. I just can't do it. So I'm going to go with De'Aaron Fox, I guess.
De'Aaron Fox! He's not going to be starting.
You might want to go with Ben Simmons, bro.
Yeah, I'll take... I don't know. I guess I'll take Ben Simmons. The only, my hesitation with Ben Simmons is that he can't shoot.
Yeah.
Like, if you've watched him during the preseason, his shot is just not there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it'll improve. Maybe not.
I mean, if you've watched him throughout his whole career, his shot has not been there.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. So I guess Ben Simmons.
Wow.
He'll play good defense. He'll distribute the ball.
Okay.
He has a potential to have a triple double every night.
Yeah.
He does.
So he could. He definitely could win it easily.
Yeah. I want to get back to what you said to start with, Seth.
Yeah.
Why did you just knee-jerk reaction say De'Aaron Fox?
He said knee-jerk reaction. That's
good. I don't know. I really like De'Aaron Fox. Like, he's kind of a John Wall type. He's fast. He's faster than everyone else in the rookie class.
He might be the fastest guy in the league, actually. I think I read somewhere that his... Like, up the court, he was faster than anybody else in the league.
Faster than John Wall?
At least coming into the league. Like, he was faster than anybody else was coming into the league in the history of the game.
I might need to read that one, too.
All right.
Check that article out.
We'll have a fact check segment at the beginning of the next episode.
We'll have a fact check.
But just on sheer athleticism and, I don't know, he seems like a smart, like, high IQ guy, so... That's okay. That was just my like first reaction because I've liked him for a while.
No, but, yeah, he's a fun guy to watch play for sure.
Yeah,
I don't know about rookie of the year, but
probably not. But I just like I was sitting there thinking I was like, geez, who's a rookie this year that's gonna be good? So I thought my second thought was Josh Jackson, but I was like, no. So yeah. Ben Simmons.
That's fair. I'm going with the easy pick. I'm going with Lonzo. I don't even think that Lonzo's the best player in this class. I don't necessarily even think he's going to put up the best numbers, but I think his numbers are going to be high. He's going to average close to double-digit assists. And
that's fair.
He plays for the Lakers, and his dad is LaVar Ball, so there's going to be all kinds of hype surrounding him all year. I think Dennis Smith will probably put up better numbers. I think Ben Simmons might put up better numbers too, but... I just think playing in L.A. and with all the hype that's going to be around him, and I think L.A. is going to be improved this year, not by much. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs, but I think he's going to get more credit than he deserves probably, and I think that's why he's going to win it. If I could pick any rookie to have on my team, though, it would be Dennis Smith.
We're all going to feel real stupid when it's Milos from the Clippers.
Oh, my gosh.
30-year-old man coming in the league for the first time.
Yeah, well,
it'll be Ante Zizic, man, for the Cavs.
Stop that. I love Ante.
But, all right. So we've covered MVP and Rookie of the Year. What about Most Improved Player of the Year?
Chap, it's your turn to go first.
All right. I am going with Clint Capella.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
For some reason, whenever you make picks on this show, I'm just like, oh, gosh. Like, I don't know why.
Because half of them are dumb.
it just all started off with Vandy. You picking Vandy to beat Alabama.
Yeah, that one didn't work out. Clint Capella probably won't work out either.
Hey, you never know.
I mean, he's just the first guy that came to mind. And here's my reasoning. He's a young guy. He's got a lot. He's got athleticism. He's just a really capable guy. He needs to improve a little bit on offense probably, but he's got Chris Paul there now. And we all know Chris Paul can throw lobs like nobody else in the league. So I think he's going to be the recipient of a lot of Chris Paul passes. And I just think his numbers are going to be really, really good this year.
James Harden can pass too.
Yeah, and he's got James Harden. So.
What do you got, Seth?
Going with me? All right. This is a risky one. Chris Dunn.
Chris Dunn? Most improved?
Like I said, the thing is, he can't get much worse.
Wow.
And he's on the Bulls, who have no one.
Zach LaVine.
Zach Robin LaVine's Lopez. Hurt. Robin Lopez is the best player they have. So I just, Lowry, I don't know. Chris Dunn's going to be the starting point guard, isn't he? Or he's going to be
I
up there.
I think they have Jeremy Grant ahead of him.
Really?
I think they have Jeremy Grant ahead of him right now.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, I'm going to stick with it because I don't think he can get much worse. So hopefully, if he doesn't just get bounced out of the league mid-season, then I'm going to stick with it.
How is he going to get any media attention to get this type of award?
All right, look, chap.
He's going to have to average at least 17 and 7 assists.
I think realistically, what did he have, like 3 points a game last season? 2 points a game?
I have no idea.
It was something like
that.
Was
it that high?
I actually kind of liked Chris Dunn when he was coming out of Providence. But
yeah. It hasn't panned out so far.
Yeah.
He, I don't know, I think he's got
but he didn't have
defensive upside for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I think on the Bulls, he'll have more, I don't want to say more time because he was on the T-Wolves who, like, I mean, you don't get much more time than with the T-Wolves.
Well, I mean, they did have Rubio, and they was playing Tyus Jones a little bit, too.
He averaged 3.8 points per game last year on 37% from the field and 29% from three.
All right. Could not get worse. So, there's only one way up from there, Chaffee, and that's up. He's trending up, investing Chris Dunn.
There's only one way up from there, and that's up.
Yeah.
That's going in the quote book, Seth. All right, Nick.
That's hard to follow that one. But for me, I'm going to go with Mike Conley.
Ooh, okay.
Mike Conley has been very underrated these past, really, since he's been in the league.
Yeah.
He's led his team to playoff appearances time and time again, second round. He even got a Western Conference Finals appearance.
Yeah.
Last year in the playoffs, they had to put Kawhi Leonard on him because he was just going off, and he was still going off. And he's just been very slept on.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
Z-Bo's out of the picture now. Vince Carter left.
Can we get an NBA season award for most slept on? Or is that like
Mike
a career
Conley,
thing?
Mike Conley.
Yeah, Mike Conley would have won that award like the last 5 years.
Yeah, he would have. But, yeah, Z-Bo's gone. Tony Allen's gone. Yeah. Marc Gasol's still there, but I don't think that'll hurt Mike Conley's production.
No.
So, I think it'll only just go up.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go with Mike Conley.
Interesting. Interesting. Probably a better six pick than mine. Definitely a better pick than Seth's.
That was the Vandy pick that you gave. Chris Dunn was the Vandy pick.
Look, man, I got hot takes, man. That's what I'm here for. Providing hot takes and entertainment.
Chris Dunn, most improved player.
That's where the hot take goes.
They're so hot, it's on fire, so you got to throw it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Get the fire out.
Or it's doo-doo.
Well,
gosh, all right, let's move on to defensive player of the year.
Chris
guys.
Dunn, if you're listening, please help me out.
Chris Dunn for defensive player of the year too.
Gosh, let's just pick Chris Dunn from now on.
Hey, he said Chris Dunn has defensive upside, and that is true.
That's true. That's fair.
But I do not think Chris Dunn will be defensive player of the year.
Who do you think will be defensive player of the year, Nick?
Well, they gave it to Draymond last year.
Yeah,
and he deserved it. It was well deserved.
Oh yeah, there were. A couple other guys like Kawhi and
yeah, so
who could have won it?
Yeah, no. So I'm definitely just gonna go. No, I'm not. I was gonna say Kawhi because he didn't win last year, but he's won the last 2 years, and I was just gonna take the easy way out. But I'm not going with Kawhi Leonard. I'm going with Giannis.
Okay.
Giannis can guard 1 through 5. He's very lanky. And I think he already averages. He led his team in blocks and steals, along with points, assists, and rebounds.
Yeah,
just everything.
But, yeah, basically. So
except for 3-point percentage.
I think I'm going to go with Giannis.
Okay.
I was going to go Kawhi, but it's too basic.
Okay.
Not a basic guy.
Seth?
So I love Kawhi. He'll be the runner-up, as he has been, you know, what is it, last two years?
No, because he won the last 2 years before Draymond.
Oh, did he? Okay.
So just last year he was the runner-up.
Okay. Yeah. So I think he'll probably be the runner-up again. And as much as I think Avery Bradley should always get Defensive Player of the Year.
Well, technically he's not a Celtic anymore, so.
It hurts me. It hurts me. I almost cried when I found out. I was driving.
You did cry.
I was driving back to Atlanta when I saw that on Twitter he got traded. And I got teary-eyed. I did. All right. I need a sec. All right.
We're here for you, buddy.
Maybe Hassan Whiteside.
Okay.
I feel like that's a safe pick.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, no. That's not a bad pick at all.
Yeah.
Maybe Chris Dunn. I don't know.
Gosh. Chris Dunn for MVP, man. Why not?
Steph Curry got most improved in MVP 1 year.
Yeah.
Chris Dunn can do it. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Chris Dunn for president.
I've got to go basic here. I think Kawhi is the best defensive player in the game. I don't know. I just don't see another guy. I think Rudy Gobert might have a shot. I think
about Rudy.
I think Whiteside obviously has a shot. Giannis has a shot. Yeah, DeAndre Jordan. There's several guys. You know what? I don't want to go basic. Can I change my pick at this point?
Yeah,
I mean, you can, but you're a weenie.
You know what? I'm going Rudy Gobert.
Okay, that's respectable.
That's respectable.
All right.
You're still
I feel better about it. Gosh. You guys both almost picked Kawhi, too.
I know. I was close.
It's fine with almost picking Kawhi. It's just when you pick him and then change. Can't stand by your stance there, Chappie.
All right. That's
fine.
You're
a weenie.
That's fine.
This is why we don't have any guests this week. Because nobody wants to be interviewed by you.
Okay, Seth. Weenie.
I'm sorry. I was mean. I'm sorry about that.
Sixth man of the year.
Chris Dunn. I'm just kidding. Geez, sixth man of the year. Who's even a sixth man this year? I don't even know.
Eric Gordon still is.
Eric Gordon's always a safe bet. You got any ideas over there?
My pick is a little basic, but I think I'm going to have to go with Lou Will again.
Okay.
Because if you look at the Clippers guards this season, he won't be starting, but there's not going to be a lot of offensive production coming out of their guards. Because, I mean, it's Blake Griffin. DeAndre Jordan's not that much of a scorer.
Right.
They got Gallinari. He'll put up some numbers. But that spark coming off that bench... Jamal Crawford's not there no more.
Right.
He's in Minnesota. So, really, I think I'm going to go with Lou Will.
Okay. That's definitely fair.
He has that potential to win it again. So,
okay. I'm going to go with, and this is contingent on who Cleveland starts, but I'm going with whoever's coming off the bench between Jay Crowder and Tristan Thompson. The Cavs are going to start Kevin Love at the 4 or the 5.
They're starting Wade at shooting guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wade at the 2.
It's going to be Rose, Wade, LeBron, and then either Crowder and Love
it's Crowder and Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go Tristan Thompson then.
Interesting.
I like his rebound production off the bench. I mean, he'll get 10 points or so most nights.
I don't know if he'll average 10.
I don't know. I think he'll average close to 10. He'll be really, really good in the paint on defense, and he'll get 10 rebounds most nights.
Yeah, we'll see. That's interesting.
I think I'm going to go Robert Covington for the Sixers.
Interesting.
He's a little bit of a do-everything kind of player. He can score, play defense, pass a little bit. Yeah. And, of course, you know, the Sixers are going to get hurt a lot.
So he might start. Not, he might start.
Yeah.
That's true. Ah!
Rethinking it.
You took Lou Williams. Because that's who I was thinking.
You can go with the same player.
See, you say that. Yeah. Maybe I go with Iggy. I think I'll go with Iggy.
Okay. Yeah. I like that pick.
I mean, it's a safe, basic pick, but like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's understandable.
Yeah. All right, guys. I want to get into, we're done with preseason awards picks, so now I want to get into top sleeper teams for you guys.
Mm. So how many do you want to do?
Let's do just two or three. Just your personal favorites. It doesn't have to be a specific number, but
how about we'll do one from the East, one from the West.
Okay, I like that.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chap. Start us off.
Oh man, putting me on the spot. Yep. All right, from the East, I'm going with the Toronto Raptors. Nobody's talking about them anymore. They've still got Kyle Lowry. They've still got DeMar DeRozan. They've got Serge Ibaka.
Toronto's been undercovered for a while, though.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not even just nobody's talking about them anymore. I'm not sure that people really talked about them a lot at any point.
Yeah, they're from Canada. I think there was one offseason. Like, they're in Canada, and no one in the U.S. cares about them. Oh, I'm sure Canada. In Canada, they're covered way too much, but... But no, they've got Serge Ibaka, they've got Jonas Valanciunas still. I think they've got one of the best rosters in the East. I don't know if they'll get out of the second round, but I think they'll challenge a team in the second round. I think they'll challenge either the Cavs or the Celtics and probably take them 6 or 7 games. And okay. I think they've got a shot to come out of the East, just considering all the moves and stuff that have happened, if chemistry doesn't build or whatever. I think they've got as good a shot as anyone besides maybe the Wizards, like, to upset one of those two teams. But
okay.
And then the West. You know, I don't think the Clippers are going to be as bad as people are saying they are. I think they've got a shot. You know what? I'm going to say they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be the 8 seed.
Ooh, that's 8 seed. That's lofty.
They lost Chris Paul, but they've... they've still got
it. They can replace him with Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin, a point guard.
That would be interesting. But, I mean, they've got a competent passer in Patrick Beverley, assuming they start him at point guard. They've got... Blake Griffin, they've got Gallinari now, they've got DeAndre Jordan still.
But Lou Will.
Yeah, Lou Williams, yeah. I mean.
Maybe.
I'm going to say the Clippers are going to make the playoffs this year.
All right. Can I call the Nugs a sleeper team?
Oh, Seth. Yeah, I knew I should have went.
I mean.
That was a good pick.
I mean, it was either them or the Jazz, but I don't know how good the Jazz are going to be this year. So I had to think the Nugs. They got Paul Millsap, Nikola Jokic is on the rise, and some other guys. Jamal Murray looks like he's. That's who I should have gone with most improved with Jamal Murray. He looks really good. Kenneth Faried is on there, so I think they're going to be sneaky good this year.
Yeah.
Maybe top 5 seed.
I've got them as the 6 or 7 seed in the West, but
I don't know about top 5 seed.
So I'm thinking Golden State, OKC, Rockets, San Antonio maybe, and then the Nugs.
And then the T-Wolves below that?
I forgot about the T-Wolves. So
top 6 seed.
Maybe. I think it'd be close between them and the T-Wolves.
Interesting. What about the East?
In the East, Detroit Pistons.
Ooh,
I like it.
They're going to be a defensive nightmare. for everyone. Like,
because of Avery Bradley.
They got Avery Bradley on the perimeter, and they have, like, Andre Drummond is a good defensive player. Like, yeah. He's been shaky on offense the last two seasons or so.
Yeah.
But, like, if he continues to improve on his offense on the low post, their defense is going to be real good, in my opinion.
Yeah. Sneak into the playoffs?
I wouldn't call anyone in the East sneaking into the playoffs. Like, the top two seeds are pretty certain, Celtics and Cavs. And then, like, you have your pick of the Wizards, the Bucks,
and the Raptors.
And the Raptors. And
for
then
the next three.
For the next three. And everything after that is just whoever decides, eh, I guess we'll do the playoffs this year.
Think, like, the Bulls.
Not the Bulls.
And the Nets and maybe the Pacers are maybe the only three teams who just don't have a shot in the East.
I could see the Pacers sneaking in at an eighth seed. It would maybe be, like, it's unlikely. Like, the Bulls are certain going to be the worst team in the NBA. Maybe the worst team the NBA has ever seen this season.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, look, when Chris Dunn is your best player, you have a problem.
Chris Dunn is not
your best player.
There's
also Brooklyn, too. Like,
Brooklyn's.
They don't even have Brooke Lopez anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. They do have
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell. Timothy Mozgov is not great, but, like, he's a good defensive player.
Yeah.
And, like, he can get buckets quickly.
Yeah. I mean, the Nets aren't going to make the playoffs.
Oh, no, for certain. But I don't think they're going to be the worst team in the East, at least.
Yeah.
All right, Nick.
All right. So, I'll start off with the East first.
Okay.
Since Seth took my West pick. But I'm going to go with, I was going to take the easy way out and go with Milwaukee. But I think I'm going to go with Philly.
Okay.
I like it.
I think Philly they've definitely built through the draft as they've
trust the process.
Shouts out Sam Hinkie.
Yeah, as they've had a top three pick for the last 10 years. So I think I hope everyone stays healthy. And I think they have some pieces. They have JJ Redick now.
Yeah.
Hopefully Embiid stays healthy. Simmons and Fultz, Jared Bayless, Covington, Sixth Man of the Year. So I think they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think they'll make the playoffs and they'll make some noise.
They'll still somehow end up with the top three pick.
Yeah, somehow. Somehow next year's draft they will have a top three pick.
They'll trade JJ Redick and, like, two other minor pieces.
Amir Johnson. Like, just Amir Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
They have Amir Johnson. That's right.
Yeah, they do have Amir Johnson now, too. So, yeah, I'm going to go with them out of the East. And then in the West. Man. Oh, man.
You got the Mavs. The Kings.
No, I think I'm going to go with the Pelicans now.
Okay.
Okay. I can respect that.
I mean,
Twin Towers, a couple of guards that can't shoot, but.
Yeah. I mean, they've got somebody to pass it to them now, though.
Yeah, no. Holiday and Rondo, even though Rondo's going to be out for a couple of weeks now, he's got to get surgery for a hernia or something.
Sports hernia.
But.
They got the grandfather.
Huh?
They got the grind father, Tony Allen.
Yeah, they do have the grind father. So I think they can make some noise. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. But they definitely won't be a pushover if you got Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins there.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think I go with the Pelicans. I wanted to go with the Nuggets, but
I like it, guys. Pelicans.
I just remembered something. Sleeper bad team, Cleveland Cavaliers. They signed Jeff Green in the offseason. Jeff Green is bad juju for any team.
I don't know why.
Just thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah, no, they have LeBron James.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be above 500. That's for sure.
What's next, Chappie?
All right. Title picks.
Yeah, college.
No, title picks for the NBA.
Yeah, I forgot. Well, as you and hopefully all my fans on this show know, that I am a big Oklahoma City Thunder fan. And my heart wants to say OKC. But my gut wants to say Golden State. It's hard to pick against Golden State.
Yeah, it really is.
They have two of the top three players in the league. And it's hard to beat a team like that.
Yeah.
And the whole team shoots, and they have a small ball lineup that can defend all positions. They're all interchangeable. So, nah. OKC is taking it all.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
OKC. Russ wants revenge. And now that he has a team that can hold his own, OKC.
Stand by your team, Nick.
OKC.
Like,
stand by your team.
2018 NBA champions.
All right. All right. I'm going Warriors.
Not a bad pick. Not a bad pick, Chappie.
Smart pick.
Seth.
All right. So assuming the Union University Bulldogs don't make it.
We will not be in the NBA. The playoffs.
Assuming that doesn't happen.
You could make it in the East.
We probably could, honestly.
Actually. All right, so hear me out. Chris Dunn is running the offense. All right, no. Golden State is such the easy pick. Oh, my gosh.
You can't pick against Golden State.
Cavs, I guess. I hate everything.
So the Cavs are your sleeper bad team, but they're also your pick for the title.
Look, because what's going to happen is they're going to realize midway through the season, Jeff Green's dragging us down, guys. We're going to have to cut him. Trade him. They're going to trade him. And
to the Warriors. And that fixes it.
Yes, chap. That's exactly what happens. No, I don't know. I feel like LeBron's just going to want to just really go off after Kyrie left. Kind of just like prove that he can still carry, quote unquote, carry a team, like, again.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he needs to prove that. Like, he's proved it for the last 4 or 5 finals.
Oh, no, he has. Yeah. But he wants to prove it again.
But at the same time, like, in those finals, like, he gets bailed out by shooters like Kyrie, like Ray Allen. Like, he doesn't, yeah. like and when it comes time, like, comes down to clutch time, he doesn't really shoulder it himself, like, as much as he did when he was younger.
But he also does average a triple-double in the finals, so.
I mean, that's fair.
With, like, 34 points.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not doing nothing, you know?
Like, no, I'm not saying he's not doing nothing.
He's a contributor still. Like, let's not talk about him.
He's
like,
a really good role player.
Yeah, no. He's still doing his part.
He's still going to want to prove, like, without Kyrie, that he's got what it takes to really just dominate.
Yeah.
Still.
Okay.
That's fair.
And I don't feel like the Celtics are going to be good enough to beat the Warriors, and I just don't want to pick the Warriors. So.
Okay. Well, now we can get into just our regular every week college football picks. Every week we pick one upset each, depending on how many points the spread is. Like, if the spread is 3 points and your upset pick wins outright, then you get 3 points to add to your season total. And we're keeping a running tally. Seth's got 12 points. I just got on the board last week with 3.5, and Nick is the only one who hasn't scored yet.
Thanks.
So, all right, since you're the only one who hasn't scored yet, Nick, what's your pick?
I'm going to go LSU over Auburn.
7 points.
7 points.
All right.
So put me comfortably in second place. And then I look to move into first place next week.
All right. I'm going a big one here. I'm going Utah over USC for USC's second straight loss. I just don't like the Trojans that much. Like, I don't think they're a bad team, but I don't think they're the team that we thought they were coming into the year. Sam Darnold has proven to have turnover problems, even though he's a great quarterback, don't get me wrong. But plus, it's 12.5 points, and I need the points to pass Seth.
So. Honestly, as a UCLA fan, USC has not been good since Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart. So yeah. they've always had their struggles. So I can see that pick.
Yeah.
Is it in Utah?
No, it's at USC.
Oh, that's a tough one. But.
I'll take the Golden Gophers over the Spartans.
Okay.
What is it, 3 or 4? 4, I think.
I believe that's 4, yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, that's 4 points.
Yeah.
So you just want to patch your lead, huh?
A little bit. A little bit. Michigan State just hasn't been super impressive this season.
They just beat Michigan last week.
I mean, like, other than that, like, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying they haven't been impressive, like, outside of that one upset, in my opinion. Mm. And the Golden Gophers, watch out.
The Golden Gophers lost to Purdue last week. All right,
look, Jack. We're not going to crap on the Golden Gophers.
Fans.
Okay? Right.
That's fine.
I think they named their school the Golden Gophers. That's like an intimidation factor.
Minnesota intimidation right there.
That's definitely an intimidation thing.
All right. I like both of those picks, guys. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. So tune in next week for another episode of Layup Lines.